Donald Trump is still publicly feuding with his own intelligence agencies after a leaked assessment said that Iran still has nuclear capabilities, or at least will, within the next few months. After that, Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump, everybody in the admin was on defense mode. And to break this down, I'm bringing in contributor Chris Maurer. You guys love him. He loves you. We are building something to punch back at MAGA, so check this out.
The White House has spent the last week getting absolutely hammered. Donald Trump decided to bomb Iran, and in very Trump-esque fashion came out and said this was the best bombing campaign of any campaign you've ever seen, ever. The Iranian nuclear facilities are completely obliterated. There's nothing left. Except within 24 hours of him saying that, media started reporting, hey, we actually got the first intelligence report that was shared with Trump and others in Congress as well, as classified information. The first intelligence report, the damage assessment of what actually happened and what we actually think happened after the bombs dropped. And what that intelligence report showed was essentially there wasn't much damage, or at least the first initial report. Certainly not as much as Donald Trump claimed there was. And so now we have Republicans scrambling, Caroline Levitt getting pressed on Fox News saying we're going to hunt down the leaker, and all this madness. So I want to show you this, dive a little bit into it, and talk a little bit about it. Once again, my name is Chris Maurer. I'm filling in for Adam Ockler on the Adam Ockler channel. If you haven't already done so, subscribe to this channel and leave a like. I say every single time, we're trying to build something here to punch back against MAGA media, build something to lift up Gen Z voices moving into 2026, 2028, and beyond. And if you want to be a part of this community, all you have to do is subscribe. It goes such a long way. We appreciate you. And again, my name is Chris Maurer. The link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have been showing so much love. I'm so close to 50,000 subscribers, and that is so crazy. Truly, I don't take any of you for granted, and I appreciate you. You are the best. Before I show you this video of Caroline Levitt, you know, basically freaking the hell out, let me back up a little bit, because this is pretty common with Donald Trump. Partly because he picks the worst people, the most incompetent people, especially this administration. You know, like obviously, you know, classified information and leaks are going to come from an agency run by Pete Hegseth, who is a former, you know, Fox News host, for example, right? But in Donald Trump's first term, very similar things happened. We saw a lot of leaks. If you remember the leak about Michael Flynn meeting the Russians, this feels like decades ago. Less than a month into his presidency, Trump was forced to fire his national security advisor, Michael Flynn. The whole controversy started after leaks to the media that Flynn had spoken with the Russian ambassador during the transition time between the election and the inauguration, an interaction that raised questions about the Trump's team improper contact with foreign governments. For weeks, Trump and the White House officials denied Flynn had ever spoken with the Russian government. Vice President Mike Pence even made a TV appearance on CBS denying it. But the leaks didn't stop, and eventually the White House was forced to admit that Flynn had spoken with the Russians, a move that Trump eventually praised during a press conference. And then he would go on to complain about the number of leaks around the story, saying, quote, "It's an illegal process, and the press should be ashamed of themselves." Flynn later pled guilty to lying to the FBI. There was a leak also in the first Trump administration, if you remember. Trump calls Africa a shithole. Trump allegedly asked aloud, quote, why are we having all these people from shithole countries come here? This guy is such a dick, frankly, if I may. I really, really hate Donald Trump. According to people Trump was referring to Africa, El Salvador, and Haiti. He reportedly asked why the U.S. wasn't allowing more people from countries such as Norway, according to the Washington Post. And then Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, who was present for that, confirmed the remarks. You have the book that came out that many of you may be familiar with, Fire and Fury. You have leaks around Donald Trump talking with the leaders of Mexico and Australia. You have leaks around Ukraine. So it's a pretty common thing with Trump. And part of the reason I would argue that that's happening is because nobody trusts this guy. From top to bottom, he's built a culture of lying. I would argue Donald Trump lies more than maybe any figure in American history ever. And that's not an exaggeration. I mean, if you've seen, I believe, the Washington Post article that he, you know, he told 30,000 false misleading claims, through his first term, with every single one of those claims documented, you know, outright with a source for the fact check and a date and a quote. That accounts to over 20 false or misleading claims a day. All Donald Trump does is lie. And so, first of all, I don't know, you know, the American people have zero faith in whatever he's saying or his administration is saying. But also, like, the people around him know that he's bullshitting. And maybe they think the American people deserve to know the truth. So take a listen to this clip from CNN that I heard put absolutely perfectly.
So the question at a very high level is, what credibility has this administration built up to merit us taking his word for it, right? This is an administration that continues to this day to say that the election in 2020 was stolen. This is an administration that tweeted out a video of Senator Alex Padilla saying that he didn't identify himself when clearly he did on the video that they tweeted. This is a president who said that gas prices were below $2 when they weren't. And remember the line about eating the dogs and the cats during the election, right? There is absolutely no trustworthiness of what Donald Trump has been saying to the American public. This is yet another example of what happens when you don't have that trust. People are skeptical, and they're going to trust independent reports over the administration.
That's right. That's right. And in that, you are going to build a culture combined with people who are already incompetent at leading these administrations, just leading, you know, just the, I mean, Donald Trump himself is incompetent, but the people that he picks to lead whatever else, the DOJ or the FBI, for example, they're already incompetent. So leaks are going to happen. But combine that with this just culture of lying, this culture of like, be loyal to me or you're fired, you're going to get investigated. We're going to sign executive orders against you. And yeah, you're probably going to build a culture where people are like, fuck this. The American people deserve better. So let's listen to what Caroline Leavitt, let me bring you back. Let's listen to what Caroline Leavitt had to say about this leak and what they're doing about it.
I am told by the FBI the leak already is being investigated, and it absolutely should be, because this was a top secret intelligence analysis that very few people in the United States government had access to see. And so I understand the FBI and the Department of Justice are already on this, as they should be. And just to emphasize what our great special envoy Witkoff said last night, for people with common sense, everyone knows what happens when you drop 14, 30,000 pound bombs perfectly on their targets. It doesn't take an intelligence analysis to understand that means complete and total destruction and obliteration. And the President of the United States, because of his decisive leadership in directing that operation on Saturday night, has now achieved a goal that the United States and the whole world has wanted to achieve for years, and that's the obliteration of the capability of the Iranian regime to possess a nuclear weapon.
A couple things here. It's interesting. The press secretary is still going with the line that Donald Trump originally said, which is, you know, it's been completely and totally obliterated. And she's just repeating it. Our dear great leader has done an amazing job, even though that goes directly against what we saw in the leak. So I don't know why. But number two, I found interesting about this, which is that she says it's treasonous. We're going to find this individual. It's treason to be leaking classified documents. That's really interesting that we're going to go down this road. Really? Really? Are we serious right now? I mean, if I remember correctly, Donald Trump had a whole host of classified documents that he stole, refused to give back to the National Archives after they asked four separate times. And when the FBI raided his home in Mar-a-Lago, they were in a bathroom, or at least one set was. Another set was in a closet. Some were laying on the floor. So again, when you build this culture of just nonstop effing lying, of course, things are going to leak when all you do is lie to the American public, because the American public deserves to know the truth. And I don't think the Trump administration has any room to be talking about treason or classified documents. It's absurdity. And lastly, I'll just give you the last little bit of information on this. The Trump administration plans to limit sharing classified information going forward with Congress after someone leaked an internal assessment suggesting that Saturday's bombings of Iranian nuclear facilities weren't as successful as President Trump claimed, four sources tell Axios. So after this happened, the Trump administration is going to start sharing less information because they're scared of these leaks. Excuse me, the FBI is also investigating the leak. And if we scroll down here, a senior White House official said on Wednesday, quote, "We are declaring a war on leakers," Wednesday being the day I am recording this. And that same source says, the FBI is investigating the leak. The intelligence community is figuring out how to tighten up their process so we don't have, quote, deep state actors leaking part of intel analysis that have low confidence to the media. Interesting. The administration sources say they're planning to limit posting on CapNet, a system the administration uses to share classified information with Congress. The DIA's assessment of the Iran bombings was put on CapNet late Monday. The next afternoon, CNN and then the New York Times reported snippets of the assessment. And the early media reports, like I said, indicated that Iranian's nuclear program had been set back only by a matter of months instead of being obliterated. And so now, moving forward, we're going to have issues with Donald Trump potentially not sharing classified information with members of Congress, including Democrats. So it's going to get very interesting moving forward. As always, we will keep you updated on all of it. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you haven't already, subscribe here, click like, maybe put the notifications on. We're trying to ramp up the posting, getting to, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 videos a day. And we love doing it. So again, it would mean a lot if you would just hit like down there. And once again, the link to my YouTube channel, Chris D. Mowry, will be in the description down below. And with my YouTube channel, there will also be links to my other social media accounts, you know, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. There's like a million these days, all with the same username if you want to check me out there. Again, you guys have shown so much love lately, and truly, 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 I appreciate it. Every single time I log on here and read your comments, you guys give me so much hope that there are other Americans in this fight. I know you guys are out there protesting. I know you're watching videos. I know you're talking to your friends and family. And as somebody who deeply cares about these issues, obviously, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for doing that. All right, that's it for me. I hope you have a great rest of your week. Stay cool. It is very hot out there. Make sure you're drinking water. Have a good weekend, and I will see you in the next video.